In recent years, the Skeeters Owners Tournament has become a big-time deal, and with me today is Brian Reed. And Brian, you won it. You got the big fish of that tournament.
Yep, 12.90.
Man, that's a big one. Lake Fork, you know, known for big fish, but a lot of times when you have that many boats on the water, it's not that easy to catch them. Talk about a little bit, if you would, exactly how you caught that fish and what you were doing.
We started years ago just fishing kind of a what we call a big fish pattern out there. We target timber out in deep water in places that a lot of people are just not going to take the time to sit out there and wait for a fish to come by. So really in places that we fish, we don't get a lot of traffic, and we don't get a lot of people around us. You know, a lot of people want to bang the banks and you know, fish the grass, and we just don't do that. We target timber and wait for a big one to roll through.
Well, you know, you think about that, and a lot of the unpressured fish are in deeper water and will be around cover in that deeper water. What was the bait you used? Kind of give me a breakdown of the bait you used and, you know, rod and reel, that kind of thing.
Okay. I used out there, 10-inch blue fleck power worm. Every now and again, I'll throw June bug. I've been using Power Pro, 50-pound braid, 5-aught owner hook, offset wide gap. That is, to me, just one of the best hooks for that worm. Every time I hook a fish, I generally hook them either between the eyes and the top of the mouth or in the meaty part of the jaw, so I don't worry about fish coming off. I use Falcon Para rods. To me, that is one of the best values in a rod. It's one of the best rods for the money out there. I compare it with some of your top-of-the-line G. Loomis rods, but, you know, you're not killing your pocketbook with that rod. Shimano Corrado reel, just a good solid reel.
Well, you haven't cut any corners there with your bait and rod selection and all that type of stuff, and you're looking at, you know, when you go out there, you're trying to make sure that you get, when you get a 12.90, you can get him in the boat.
Well, I believe your rods and your boat, they're just an extension of you out there. So, I mean, if you're fishing with a $15 rod and a $20 reel, you don't have what it takes to get a big fish out. You don't have the sensitivity. I believe, you know, good equipment makes your day that much better.
Well, tell me, you know, I guess I have to go through the mindset with you. You're out there, you've got an area that you've got a lot of confidence in. You get to fish that area a lot. You know, you're near Lake Fork and Longview, and you get to go out there a lot. But talk about when you hooked this fish, did you know the size of the fish immediately? Was it something you felt pretty comfortable it was going to be a monster? Tell me a little bit about what went on and how you got the fish in the boat.
I knew it was a toad when it hit. That fish came straight up, in which I was glad, because when I got the bite, I try to cross their eyeballs. You got to get them out of the timber. You got to get them moving towards you. And you know, with your hook set, the hook is generally in there very good, so I'm not worried about a fish coming up and throwing the hook. But you got to get them up, or you're going to get them caught in timber. That's what, you know, me and my dad laugh about. You know, there's no telling how many big fish that we have lost that we've never seen. But that fish comes straight up, and it couldn't even get out of the water. It just swirled. When I thought it was about to hit the surface, I gave it a good jerk to the side to make sure it stayed under. But then that fish just came straight towards the boat, the side of the boat. I was on the back of the boat throwing backwards. That fish came to the side, and it went straight down. And, I mean, my drags are set solid. And I know for a fact that there's a tree that sits right underneath the boat. And I lost a big fish there 3 years ago when my dad weighed in an 8-pounder when we got third. Just right before he caught that fish, I had a fish on that I lost that he said was a lot bigger than the 8-pounder he caught. I didn't get a good view of it, but where he was standing, he could see it. So it started, you know, my heart started pumping when that fish went down like that, and all I could do was just hoist that thing up, just get her coming my way. And the whole thing was just flawless. I pulled her up, and my dad got the net right underneath her. And, I mean, he pulled her over into the boat, and, you know, I was really just kind of speechless. I was like, told my dad, I said, it's a good fish, ain't it?
Well, you know, you're laid back here, no question about it, because I'd have been hooping and hollering and everything else with a 12-9-0. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, shift gears a bit, talk about the Skeeter Owners Tournament, and you know, you talked about getting third a couple of years ago. You know, tell me about the experience there at the Skeeter's Owners Tournament.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun. They put on a class program. Food's good, you got entertainment, and I always enjoy... Last 2 years that Fish Fishburne's been there, 3 years, I always enjoyed jacking with him. That dude is hilarious. I always get a kick out of that when I'm up there on stage with him. And, you know, with Skeeter really just being about 15 miles from my house, I've had friends over the years that have worked there. One of their guys, he was their marketing manager at one time. I think he's like their national sales manager now. Guy by the name of Ben Jarrett. I fished against him in tournaments on here on a little local lake that, you know, we were always kind of competitive against each other. And, you know, things like that make fishing fun. You know, Skeeter around here is a big deal. You know, the plant just being right there, and people around here love Skeeter. And, you know, when they put on a class act tournament like that, it just, you know, it really makes you appreciate what they do, you know, as far as the tournament, as far as the boats. They build a great boat.
Well, as you look at this thing now, they've grown into two different events. You know, of course, they've always had the Skeeter's Owner Tournament there at Lake Fork, but now they're going to have another event that's coming up, and you look at what the, you know, potential is for having two of these. They're trying to expand their purview a little bit and trying to get more Skeeter owners.
Yeah, that's great marketing. I think a lot of other boat companies ought to really try to mirror what they're doing, because they're getting out there and spending time with the people. They got their pros out there with the people. You know, people that don't fish tournaments, that say just fish for fun, that's a very interesting deal for them guys to come in, spend time with the pros, talk to them, ask them questions about fishing. I mean, you can't get no better than that. I think a lot of companies really ought to mirror that.
Brian, you got a chance to win a big boat in the deal, and I'm sure you're kind of looking forward to next year already.
Oh, yeah. With this tournament, I look forward to every year. We've been trying to win this thing for several years. And, you know, catching a fish over the slot at Fork is easier said than done. I mean, there was a lot of big fish weighed in this year, and that was kind of a first, that many fish over the slot since the slot's changed to 24 inches. That's a lot of big fish.
It's a big fish lake, no question about it. Florida strains have really helped that fishery, and, you know, people from all over the country come there on their vacations and everything else. It's really become a hot spot for bass anglers.
Yeah, I meet a lot of people up there, you know, from out of town, and when you tell them, yeah, it's 50 minutes from your doorstep, and, you know, we're here all the time, you kind of see a little hint of jealousy in people's eyes. You know, growing up on that lake and really cutting my teeth learning how to fish on Lake Fork, and then, you know, just the other lakes that we have here in East Texas, I couldn't be luckier. And to have the kind of father that I have that, you know, took the time to teach a little snot-nosed brat how to fish, you know, I mean, I don't know how to thank him enough for what he's done for me.
Well, Brian, congratulations on a great win, and thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
I'm gonna try.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Army Radio.